Maryland's News now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
A recent study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition shows that drug addicts and carb junkies have a lot more in common than you might think when it comes to cravings. Put down that bread basket. What to do if you can't? How about shock therapy of sorts? Celebrity nutrition and fitness expert Lisa Lin, who's a regular on Dr. Oz, joins us now to talk about three carb intervention techniques. Lisa, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to help.
We know that we're talking about simple carbohydrates, right, which is basically sugar?
Well, you know what? Yes, but people are also finding it hard to portion control even some of the good carbs, breads, pastas, rices, just because they all break down to sugar eventually, just some slower than others.
So what can we do?
First thing, I'm going to combine steps one and two because people need help in the morning. The first thing is push the cereal bowl away and replace it with a protein shake and a green apple if you really want to kill cravings before they begin. Green apples are known to hit the hunger hormone leptin and shut it off so that it stops. And protein also does the same thing while nourishing the body. So your body gets all the nourishment it needs. The whey boosts your metabolism 25%. More importantly, you're not, should I have the bagel or the muffin? Neither.
All right, so that's one and two?
That was one and three combined to give you the biggest bang for the buck.
Okay.
Step number two, and this is a tip just about everybody wants, carb addict or not, is you always want to control your slip-ups with supplementation or control blood sugar by using phase two white kidney bean extract. And I was on Dr. Oz talking about white kidney bean extract, but one of the things I hated was we just said white kidney bean extract. Phase two white kidney bean extract is the only clinical research-backed white kidney bean extract proven to work. And it blocks the enzyme. Say you take it 30 minutes before you eat a meal, good or bad. It blocks the starches, the unwanted ones, from being digested and broken down into sugar without any problems. It does this. And you know the whole secret to fat loss is controlling blood sugar.
There must be other ways to doing this. And I just have to ask, are you being paid by the white kidney bean extract people to?
No, I'm not. I just happen to be one carb addict to another who knows that the guilt that comes along with it. And one of the best parts is that it'll block 65%. And I feel like when we're all going to fall in the hole and mess up and eat the wrong thing, it's going to happen. So we should expect it. And when you take this first, controlling the blood sugar after stops the treading and the falling backward that we all do once we fall into that little sugar fix, if you will.
You say it's a craving, and I think we've all felt this craving before.
Yeah.
But how long does it take to get sort of this craving for refined carbohydrates out of your system? When do you get to the point where you don't crave it anymore?
I don't think ever, which is why learning how to work with yourself and forgive yourself is crucial. And for some people, they say immediately they feel better. That was not my story. It was a really hard week. And what I've learned now, which taught me the green apple trick, is that if I can, I have very bad blood sugar management. It's just the way the body's in my whole family genetically run, that by controlling the blood sugar and having a little bit of a green apple so it doesn't tank, stopped me from craving. So the secret wasn't zero sugar. The secret was the right sugar in the right amount at the right time.
Now, you have to have some carbohydrates, so what do you recommend? Brown rice?
You do.
What are
you
your
do.
Favorite
and
carbs?
Believe it or not, apples, vegetables, they're all carbs. So I like to say the non-man-made ones. If you're going to choose them, choose the non-man-made ones. And just because it's from the earth, let's say a sweet potato, really good for you. Just because it's from the earth does not mean that it won't jack up your blood sugar. It's really different from person to person. So if you're finding that eating really good carbs is still giving you trouble, you might want to consider the phase two because it'll help balance that.
All right. Celebrity nutrition and fitness expert Lisa Lin, how to get control of your cravings for carbohydrates. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to help anybody who needs it.